news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Almost 5,000 Bahamians have left their country so far after Hurricane Dorian blasted through Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands. But Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis promised that the country would start rebuilding the residents' communities so they could return home. There's still controversy after 119 people hoping to evacuate Grand Bahama on a ferry were told to get off if they didn't have visas to enter the U.S. The ferry's operator apologized for the incident, and a U.S. Customs and Border Protection official stressed that people from the Bahamas would be processed in an expedited manner if they came here because of the disaster. As Donald Trump was leaving the White House Monday for another one of his hate rallies, this one in North Carolina, he Trump-splained to the press that very bad people would try to enter the U.S. from the completely devastated parts of the Bahamas.
But we have to be very careful. Everybody needs totally proper documentation because the Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going to the Bahamas that weren't supposed to be there. I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come into the United States, including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and some very, very bad drug dealers.
As for why Trump went to North Carolina Monday night, to hold one of his rallies there, hoping to turn out the vote as the last vestiges of the 2018 elections play out there. Republican Dan Bishop and Democrat Dan McCready finally face off in North Carolina's 9th congressional district. The State Board of Elections ordered a new election after credible allegations of ballot fraud emerged during the 2018 contest. Nearly $20 million has been spent on this race in a district that voted for Donald Trump by 12 points. Well, the story about Trump's lies concerning the forecast path of Hurricane Dorian won't go away. The New York Times is reporting that Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross threatened to fire top employees at NOAA, the federal scientific agency responsible for weather forecasts, this last Friday after the agency's Birmingham office contradicted Trump's claim that Dorian might hit Alabama. The Times' Peter Baker explains.
The Birmingham office of the National Weather Service contradicted the president when he said that Alabama most likely would be hit. 5 days later, the NOAA, which is the parent agency on top of the Weather Service, issued an unusual statement chastising that office, saying that they spoke with too much certainty and basically, in effect, admonishing them for contradicting the president. Well, it turns out that that statement came after the Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, who oversees NOAA, called the acting director of NOAA, Neil Jacobs, at home and said that he had to fix the situation, that this contradiction was not something that could stand between the president and the agency of the government. And he basically made clear, according to the sources who've talked to us, that he would be fired, or at least other people around him would be fired if this didn't happen.
CNN's Jim Sciutto broke a big story Monday about the U.S. extracting one of its highest-level covert sources inside the Russian government over concerns that Donald Trump can't be trusted with classified intelligence and could contribute to exposing the source as a spy.
Multiple Trump administration officials with direct knowledge tell me that in a previously undisclosed secret mission in 2017, the U.S. successfully extracted from Russia one of its highest-level covert sources inside the Russian government. Knowledge of the Russian covert source's existence was highly restricted within the U.S. government. According to one source, there was, quote, no equal alternative inside the Russian government, providing both insight and information on Putin. A person directly involved in the discussion said that the removal of the Russian was driven in part by concerns that President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence and could contribute to exposing the covert source as a spy. The decision to carry out the extraction occurred soon after a May 2017 meeting in the Oval Office in which Trump discussed highly classified intelligence with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and then Russian Ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak. The intelligence concerning ISIS in Syria had been provided by Israel. The disclosure to the Russians by the president, though not about the Russian spy specifically, prompted intelligence officials to renew discussions about the potential risk of exposure, according to the source directly involved in the matter. At the time, then CIA Director Mike Pompeo told other senior Trump administration officials that too much information was coming out regarding the asset.
And finally, things aren't any saner in the UK, where Parliament is now suspended until mid-October, but not before they dealt Prime Minister Boris Johnson yet another blow to his Brexit plans.
British lawmakers in the early hours of Tuesday morning dealt Prime Minister Boris Johnson yet another defeat after they rejected for the second time in a week his bid to try and break the Brexit deadlock with an early general election.
Well, duh.
Johnson needed a majority of two-thirds for the motion to pass, but fell far short of the threshold.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46.
That's less than last time.
Yeah.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th. And before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st.
This government will press on with negotiating a deal. While preparing to leave without one.
Johnson said he would not request an extension to Brexit, even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU, unless he can strike a divorce deal.
No matter how many devices this Parliament invents to tie my hands, I will strive, Mr. Speaker, to get an agreement in the national interest.
Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election, but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured.
Mr. Speaker, this government is a disgrace, and the way the Prime Minister operates is a disgrace.
Be quiet.
House of Commons Speaker John Bercow, who has clashed with the Prime Minister, said he would stand down on the same day of the Brexit deadline and issued a warning to the government not to, quote, degrade Parliament. Just before 2 a.m. local time, some lawmakers lined up to shake his hand. Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported. No commercials, no paywall. We depend on your donations to keep us going. For more information, visit NicoleSandler.com. Just click on the donate button.